Welcome, travelers. I'm Josh.
I'm Glenn.
And I'm Lee Wanika, and this is Tabletop Journeys, where we will be your not-so-humble guides on the quest for RPG adventures.
Here at Tabletop Journeys, we are all devoted role players and storytellers at heart, and we absolutely love sharing our passion with you. On our show, we feature diverse tabletop RPG systems, demonstrating them through actual plays and breaking down the rules to provide you with tips, tools, and techniques to help you navigate them. We also love bringing the content creators behind these games into the studio to give you a peek behind the curtain with relevant and insightful interviews.
Let us help you get the most out of your story, no matter what game world or system you're playing, because detailed settings, heroic characters, diverse NPCs, and a focus on story over rules can make any campaign legendary.
Here at Tabletop Journeys, we've leveled up our game, and we're prepared to make your next roll legendary. We've just started a partnership with FanRoll Dice, and they have over 300 product options to choose from. Gemstone, metal, new liquid core dice, and so much more. Better yet, listeners to the Tabletop Journeys podcast can get 10% off on their orders when they follow the link below and use discount code PODCAST10. A portion of these purchases come back to us, and this is a great way for you to help support the show.
All right. Hello, and welcome to the RPG Academy podcast Twitch channel. My name is Michael, and we're here tonight for a special, very special deluxe episode of Detention Live. Tonight, we're going to be doing a draft. If you have been listening to our episodes for a while, you may have heard us already do a couple of these in the past. They've been a ton of fun. We really enjoy doing them. So we have brought the gang back together one more time. And tonight, we're going to be drafting action TV show vehicles from the 1970s, 80s, and 90s. Of course, my name is Michael. You can find me at the RPG Academy. And joining me tonight is Kevin. Kevin, say hi to everybody. Tell us who you are, and then we will go on to Chris after that.
Yeah, hi. I'm Kevin, and I am the co-producer over at Wanderer's Haven, which is a it's kind of like RPG Academy. We do a bunch of different stuff, bunch of different games. We talk to people sometimes. We build miniatures. Lots of fun stuff going on. But when I'm not there, either running games or playing in games, I am also the U.S. ambassador for La Notte Eterna, which is a really cool 5th edition setting that's coming over from Italy. It's in a world of eternal night, and that's going to be pretty cool. So I'll look for that a little bit later this year. But I'm thrilled to be back. I always love hanging with these guys and doing this, so let's do it.
We're always happy to have you here, brother. All right, and Chris, say hello to everyone.
Hello, everyone. I'm Chris. You can normally find me here every other Wednesdays with that guy, talking about different games. Also do Smuggler's Blues on the Tuesdays before we do Detention, and Dragonlance the day after we do Detention. So every other week, I'm a little busy. Otherwise, find me playing on whoever wants me to come be on their show. No hints.
Fantastic.
Just saying.
Again, always like having you on the show with me, my friend. And then rounding out our crew this week is Lee Wanika. And we have kind of established a pattern that whoever wins the draft is draft master for the next draft. And that is why Lee Wanika is in the draft master seat. So Lee Wanika, tell us who you are. Say hi to everybody. Tell us a little bit about yourself. And then roll into the rules of this draft, please.
Yes, I am Lee Wanika. I am one of the co-hosts of the Tabletop Journeys podcast. Also, one of the three writers of our various content and projects. But as importantly, I'm just a gamer. I'm a gamer at heart. I've been a gamer for years. I love what we do on our various shows, at our home tables, at conventions. That's just my thing. And I had such a great time at a Catacon last year that I'm actually stepping up my convention goings to this year. I've actually already been to two.
2 this year. I'm ready for another. I got another 2 in the next 2 months, so I'm psyched, just ready to hit it. But tonight we are here for the draft, and we're talking about the 80s. Well, 70s, 80s, 90s, to be specific. We're into a specific kind of genre. You know, that action movie. We're going to have that action TV drama that's going to just be a lot of fun. A little nonsensical at times, but most importantly, we want to talk about those vehicles, those classic, cool vehicles. I'm not going to pad anybody's draft by start mentioning them here early. I'm just going to say, all of us of a certain age, and anybody who has seen anything from that age, knows these vehicles. So we're going to do this in a snake draft style. We're going to pick who starts randomly at first. We'll get that draft order, and then they're going to pick. Our categories tonight are the best vehicles of the 70s, 80s, and 90s television action adventure and live action shows. The first category is car. The second category is van, SUV, or troop carrier. The third is boat. The fourth is aircraft. The fifth is spacecraft. And that coveted sixth slot is the wild card. Pick what you want, round it out, and whoever's got the best fleet, may that gamer win.
Looking forward to it. This is going to be so much fun.
Absolutely metal.
Yeah.
All right. So how do we want to pick that draft order? Are we going to roll some dice? Are we going to, you know, I'm thinking maybe a D12, since we're looking at the published publisher and lead writer for Action 12 Cinemas. By the way, I'm just going to do this because Michael did not pay me to do this, by the way. I don't know if it's going to show up with my thing, but I have just received, I just blanked myself out. Here we go. I received my copy just the other day, and I was waiting for tonight to put it on camera for everybody to see.
It's so
thank you.
Yeah, this book is more gorgeous than I even thought. Like, I knew it was going to be a good book content, but just the book itself, the cover, the gloss, oh my goodness. Michael, you knocked it out.
I got very lucky.
You knocked it out, man. You knocked it out.
It's juicy.
Yeah.
Yes. I agree. I got a D12.
Chris was supposed to have his copy, but something happened. He'll get his soon enough.
Yeah.
So do we want to do D12 highest gets it? Is a certain number?
Oh, yeah.
What's your thought here?
Yeah, I think D12 highest is what's going to win the day here for that first coveted slot.
I assume we're all going to be honest, right? We're not going to all say 12s?
Yeah.
All right.
1, 2, 3. Let's roll.
Oh, we got to roll again. Okay.
11.
I got the same
7.
Thing.
10.
7.
Woo! So, Michael, you're going to start us out with category 1. So, here we go with round 1.
Round 1.
This is terrifying because I was saying earlier that there's like some obvious number 1 choices.
Yeah.
But I have obvious number 1 choices in multiple categories. And so I'm going to get one of my obvious choices, but then I'm leaving it open for some others. So now it's like, which is my most obvious number 1 choice? Okay. Oh, man, I have to do it. I don't think there's another answer here. I'm going to go in car. And I'm talking about the 1982 to 1986 action TV show Knight Rider.
Of course.
Yeah.
In which Kit, a 1982 Pontiac Grand Am, was Michael Knight's best bud and compatriot. So I'm taking Kit from Knight Rider as my first selection.
Nice.
I'll go and take that off my list then.
Yep, that was not bad. Michael, that was a fantastic choice. We all love that show without a doubt. So we're going to rock into we're still in our first round, and if I didn't mention it earlier, any of our drafters can pick any of the categories to start with. So this is where the gamesmanship comes in. You know, they can go with the wild card category right off the rip, or they can go anywhere they want with this. They don't have to go in the same order. So that's how this gets really spicy. So
do we want to do our picks by sending them to Lee Winika, and then he can review them like we were before? That's all right.
I ruined it. I'm sorry. Yeah, that's what I should have done.
Oh,
That's
man.
All right.
Yeah.
We'll do it from now on. So, Kevin, yeah. you're on the clock. So.
Oh, man, I'm in the middle again. Oh, man, I'm in the middle, yeah. middle every time. Okay.
Every time. So, I mean, Michael, you I'm picked the one I think everybody would have taken first.
Yeah, that was as soon as Lee Winica announced the what we were drafting, that was the first thing that popped in my head. I got to do the same thing. I'm going to go to a different category, but because I have
one obvious
answer. And yeah, I'm going to send it right now.
Michael, where do you think he's going?
Well, if it was me, I would go to. Well, I want to wait till he sends it. I don't give him my strategy.
Yeah.
I know exactly where I would go. And I know exactly where my first pick's going to go, depends upon where he's going to go. See if my assumption is correct. Then we're going to find out how well I know action shows versus regular shows.
Did you get that, Lee Winica?
Ooh, hang on one second.
Okay. If it was me, I would have went aircraft next.
Yeah, really? I was torn between aircraft and what I put in. So
tell us which category you went.
I went with van/SUV/ Ooh. Troop carrier because, again, I think this is a category that has a very obvious answer if we're talking live-action TV shows from the 70s, 80s, and 90s.
Yeah.
Exactly where I would have gone.
Yeah.
I'm going to cross off what I'm pretty sure you said. But I'll let Lee...
I'm going to go ahead and put it in my thing, too. I know what it is.
Right. Oh, we just have to wait for Lee Winica to get back.
Oh, what happened? He left.
Must be internet.
Oh, no.
He didn't like my choice. He's out of here.
I guess so. Like, I quit. Kevin ruined it.
Yeah, Kevin picked the best
answer.
Screw
this, guys. I'm going home.
Yeah. So, that leaves
me. Tech Goblins have been crazy the past couple weeks. I don't know about you guys, but.
Interesting.
We've seen it over at Wanderers a lot lately.
Okay. So.
It leaves me with an interesting dilemma, though.
99% sure we both know where Kevin went.
I mean, it's not. I could say it.
In that category.
Or we could say. Count to three, and Michael and I could say it together and see if we're correct.
Let's see if you're right. You know what? I love this idea. Let's go ahead.
All right.
Kevin, go ahead and count us down.
All right. 3, 2, 1.
A-Team van.
Of course. The A-Team GMC Vandura, my friend. Yeah, it's the ultimate van. I mean, if we were using stuff that wasn't live action, there's a whole bunch of other choices, but live action shows, it's got to be A-Team van, baby. It's got to be.
Yeah. Again, honestly, I think that could have been a number one overall pick too.
Yeah.
That was probably between the A-Team van or Kit was my main dilemma.
Mm-hmm.
But I think that I would have went spacecraft next.
Ooh,
if it had been me, because I feel like that is a category that overall strength might be better, but we'll see.
Yeah.
Hey, Lee Winica, sorry. We just went ahead and announced the pick just because we didn't know when you're going to pick back up. So Kevin went with the A-Team van in the SUV carrier troop choice.
Apologies for that. The technical issues are hopefully done for the evening. And let's see. I am ready for you, Chris.
I sent it. There's only
you
one.
Might it might not have carried through because he dropped off. So you might have to send it again.
Right.
I got it.
All right.
To me, there was
nice.
One choice I could go with here, just because you guys picked the first two I would have gone with. So
right.
This I actually had written out as number three. So.
All right. So if we're ready, I can go ahead and reveal Chris's pick for round one.
Are you ready?
Go for it.
First of all, I love this answer so much, and the best thing about it is we will not be calling for reinforcements. There will be no little round metal guys going, exterminate, exterminate, exterminate. We will definitely be calling the TARDIS our spacecraft.
Oh.
And a hint is a little time. That is a baller choice
that
right
was
there.
My that number one in that choice. Category, which is why I would have went for it over the van.
You know what? I had that in my wild card slot, so I got to go to something else.
Yeah.
But that's a great pick, man. Great, great pick.
I think I got a good one for the wild card, but we'll wait till we get there because
we'll wait till we go. So with round one in the bag, we have Kit, we have the TARDIS and the A-Team van out of the way. That's tough. It's a snake draft, so Chris,
yeah,
it is
you
your
get to go right again.
Again. You get to come right back at it.
Oh, he's typing. He knows. He's ready.
Yeah.
Oh, this was I'd already planned out 1, 2, 3, 4, so I'm sticking with 4 since you guys took 1 and 2 from me already.
Okay.
Ooh, that's interesting. All right. All right. I like what you're doing there. So, and, you know, the best part about this choice is it's a choice you can't even see. It's Wonder Woman's
Yes.
I had that on my list.
Amazing. I didn't even think of that. Like, that's amazing.
Yeah. It'd be fun to fly up there and people be like, what in the world is that middle-aged dude doing floating in the air?
That's awesome.
Yep. And why is he wearing those short shorts? Like there are a lot of questions that the people will have here.
If you give me the jet, I'm wearing the outfit.
Oh
yeah.
The high boots and all
lasso bracelets, absolutely. Everything. Yep, that's your cosplay for a Catacomb next year. By the way, Chris, that
have to check with the security see if they'll let me in on that one.
So far, there's been no big surprises. Like everything's been mentioned, I had on my list and top up near the top of my list. So, Kevin, I'm interested to see what you do next, my friend.
Okay, well, I got to do another one because this is another one that to me there's an obvious answer in aircraft. Although you just gave one that I didn't even think about, dude. That's a great choice. But I'm gonna go with this one right here. Here comes Leonika for you, my friend. It says you're not in this meeting. Why are you not in this meeting?
Okay. Click his name again. It'll come back up.
We'll fix it. Boom, there we go.
See, there's a bit of an age gap, Kevin. I feel like I know what Chris would say for a second, but I don't know. You're a bit younger. I don't know if you have the same history. So let's see it. See if it's if I'm right.
So we're going with aircraft, and what Kev has brought up is at least this draft Masters, one of his all-time favorite aircraft, and that would be
Airwolf,
the Bell 222 helicopter.
That was on my. That was it. That's what I would have picked.
I mean,
it was number two on my list of aircraft.
That's hot.
Okay,
that's hot.
Just got to come out swinging with it.
Love it.
Just got to get him in there.
Right.
Both St. John and Stringfellow would be very proud of you, Kev. All right, Michael.
All right. Okay, so. All right, hold on just 1 second here. I'm going to send you 2 messages. When I send the first one, you're going to know the second part, but I got it here.
Woo! Nice. And I absolutely know what category this is rocking in. And, without a doubt, I think it's important that as we close out round 2, Michael has brought us a choice that allows us to make it so number 1. The Enterprise D, NCC-1701D. Yeah. Rockin' cool. Very well done, sir. Very well done.
That was mine. That was my go-to spacecraft. But you know what? Great choice. Great choice.
Now things are getting a little bit more interesting now. Okay.
Wow.
Yep.
There's one. There's one I thought you would have already taken, Michael. But we'll see. We'll see.
Okay. So both of you have taken aircraft.
Correct.
So I can wait on that one. Well, I don't know. There's still wild cards. Some of you could take a different. You could take
That's true.
As that. Oh my gosh. Ooh. So many. I know.
Too much pressure. I think I'm surprised, and I'm holding off on it. Be nice, but there's one I thought for sure you would take early, but we'll see.
Okay. All right. Well, Oh man.
The back-to-back is the hardest part, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It can be. Yeah, for sure.
All right. Here we go.
I think I know what category I have to go next, but we'll see. If he takes the one I'm thinking.
See, now things are going to start diverging here because I think our lists are going to get further apart.
Mm-hmm. Now that's going in the boat category, correct? Am I thinking about the right one? Nice. All right. Excellent. So what we have here, for those of you who don't know, as we're sipping on our mojitos, we're looking at Sonny Crockett's Wellcraft Scarab 38 KV from Miami Vice.
The name is St. Vitus Dance was the actual name of the boat, which apparently comes from a Black Sabbath song, and it's also a term for a rare neurological disorder.
All right, Sonny.
That's what Google tells me anyways.
Very good.
Still didn't go where I thought you'd go, but we'll see.
All right.
Yeah, I did not see that one coming. That is kind of not where I was thinking you were going to go. All right.
Well, we will see what we see, my friends.
See where Kevin goes next.
Okay. Well, you know what? That was on my list, not my first choice, but on my list for boats. So that's okay. You can have that one. I'm going to go with this one. Let's make sure it goes through. Oh, it did. Went right through. Okay, there you go, Limonika, my next choice. I'm going to go a little bit wild and crazy. I'm, of course, talking about a certain version of this because, you know, as we know, there's other things going on. I think you get what I'm saying when you
several.
Read.
Yep. Absolutely. This was right at the top of my dance card when I was thinking about this. And this would be the Battlestar Galactica 1978, I believe is when that was. It might be 79. Someone's going to have to fact check me there. But yeah, excellent.
That was on my list leading as that well.
Yep. Leading that ragtag fugitive fleet. all right. So it looks like everybody has picked spacecraft. So spacecraft is out, and there are some excellent choices. I would be happy and proud to serve on any of the above. Nice. Like all of those would have been awesome, right? So let's move on. Chris, take us out of this round. Tell us who you got.
All right, I've got a couple thoughts. I'm looking at my list because I'm trying to figure out where you guys are going to go.
And I just want to clarify.
I was super confident when I got Kit, but now I'm less confident. Like there's
Kit was a great first draw.
This actually so this is one of those ones, and I was thinking about it. I'm like, is this gonna be too easy? I'm like, you know what? To pick the one that most people know and to really jazz the audience and the folks who are gonna be making the decision, this gets harder as we go. Like it starts real easy and the last couple picks are probably going to be the hardest picks we've ever done for a draft. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. All right. I'm going with my gut on this one.
Everybody's ready for Chris's gut check. And here we go with Chris's choice, that fantastic Ferrari 308 from Magnum PI. Very well done.
I'll even sport the mustache and the shorts for that one.
Oh.
You know, that is actually a cosplay I can see you rocking quite well. I might, if you do, I might have to go as Higgins or something.
Yeah, yeah.
And definitely the 80s Higgins. I don't think I will look good in anything that the new Higgins wore. I mean, she's great. I love that show too, but I'm not going to look good in those get-ups. All right. Chris, we are back at you. We're starting the next round. What have you got for us?
It is getting a little tricky now. And I just want to clarify for the folks at home for rules. Wild card, even though it can be anything, it can't be something that's already been chosen for another category, correct? Has to be an all-new choice.
But I mean, it can be the duplicate category. Like, you could have two.
It can be a duplicate category. It just can't be the same choice as something else. Yeah.
So you could take a different car, even if you already have a car.
But I couldn't pick Kit again for my wild card, because that just stacks people's lists.
Yeah.
I picked something that I enjoyed watching, and we'll see if anybody else ever enjoyed watching it.
All right.
Picked one from a category that I think is the most difficult for me to find an answer to. So.
Okay.
All right. And so we are going to go into the deep, deep blue. And this is going to be a boat that's not on top, but a boat that goes under. We're talking about Sequest.
No, that was my pick. Oh.
Oh, wow.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Solid call. Solid call.
Whew.
Boats was my toughest category. I was literally down to some I don't know if that's really a boat, but we'll see. But I'm glad nobody took that one because I enjoyed that show, but I liked learning about stuff when I was younger and they talked sea life. And I don't know if it was actually all real, true stuff or they just made it up. Could have been for all I know.
The early two seasons, it was mostly true stuff when they talked about some of those things. That was part of the deal. They were doing a little education in intermixed with their action drama. Then they kind of got away from it in the latter seasons. But yeah, that was, at least to the best of my knowledge, factually accurate for what was known at the time they were produced.
Nice.
Oh, I've got a tough decision right now.
Indeed. Oh, indeed.
What do I want to do? What do I want to do? Oh.
Okay. So I believe, am I up next? Is that me?
Yes, you are.
Oh, wait. I thought it was me.
No, Kevin's after
me. I'm in the middle.
All right. Ignore what I just sent you, Leewaniga, unless he doesn't pick that, and then you can just move it from my head.
All right. I'm going to get this going. This also is a show that I watched. I think my dad watched it for different reasons than I watched it, but we're going to do it here in a second. I don't know if I need to type out exactly what this vehicle is, but I felt like I was having fun doing that, finding out here's the thing I pick, and then here's what it is. So that's included in my answer. There you go, Leewaniga. My choice for car.
I love this choice. And as much as I know that everybody's first choice was going to be Kit, this was always my first choice.
Ooh.
This is as far as I'm concerned, this is the only choice. And this is that 1969 Dodge Charger, the General Lee.
Ooh. Hazard, baby. Oh yeah. Yeah, Duke Brothers just sliding over the hood, you know, Daisy Duke doing her thing. You know, again, I think my dad watched it for different reasons than I did when I was a child. But
Mm-hmm.
I watched it for a whole lot of reasons, and the rewatches changed it also.
Right. Absolutely.
Wow. Okay. All right. Well, you already have mine.
That's all, Kev. Yep. So here we go. We are going to go with Michaels, who brought his in. And this is one, at least by the actual name, I'm not familiar with. So, Michael, I'm going to ask you to give us the story of the Screaming Mimi, the Sikorsky 5-58T helicopter.
So this is from a show that I watched as a kid called Riptide. Basically these like detective duos. It was very sort of cheesy. They had like the one nerdy character on the boat, and he had like a little robot. But the Screaming Mimi is like an old Coast Guard chopper. It's like this huge thing that's painted pink, and it's basically painted to look like a pig. And that is the Screaming Mimi. See, I almost thought about taking that in my troop carrier.
Oh, okay.
Because it would have qualified for that category, but I think I got something else there. But yeah, so that's from the Riptide TV show. I actually have three vehicles on my total list from Riptide.
Wow.
That's just one of three.
Really?
They may not pull, but they're in there.
The cool thing, if I recall correctly from Riptide, because I used to watch that show also, is that it was actually a spinoff from Magnum.
Oh, really? Oh, I did not know that.
Yeah.
All right.
That's cool.
Okay.
Did they know Magnum? Were they like former soldiers with them, or
I think they had one episode with them, and there may have been a connection between one of the brothers and Magnum or something like that, or one of the folks in Magnum. I vaguely recall it was one of those CBS shows that was kind of all on at the same time. So
nice. All right. So here's my first stretch. Ooh. All right, so I'm going to need a rules clarification on whether this vehicle actually qualifies. So I'm going to send this to Leewaniga. You can just give me a yes or a no, sir.
Oh.
All right, I am waiting for the troop carrier.
And this would be your final choice, correct, if I'm looking at my draft?
I still have a wild card.
Absolutely, that qualifies. Absolutely. You don't get a yes, you get a hell yes.
Okay. Nice.
You get a hell yes. Because I think I love you. I think I love you. This is the Partridge Family bus. That is amazing. That is so good. That is... these are tears.
We have so much room for activities.
Yeah, that is great.
Oh, man.
I so love that choice.
Oh.
That's awesome.
See, I think that was my hardest category. I only had three things in that category, and one of them was a Partridge Family bus, the troop carrier. So, all right. So I'm done until wild card round. I think it's back to Kevin.
Oh man! Okay. Well, I'm gonna shoot from the hip. I'm gonna do my wild card last. So I'm gonna shoot from the hip with the only two categories I have left are wild card and boat. Both of my boat choices have been picked. So I'm going to go ahead. I'm going to shoot from the hip. And let's see if this is valuable for you. One second here.
Yeah, he muted that.
Dramatic of a moment.
That might be too early. I don't know.
I think we got to check the year on that, because while I watched it entirely during the 70s, I think that actually finished just before that. Give me one second.
It did. I just see it now. That's from the 60s. Man. So that was a good try.
That wrapped in like 68 or 69, 60,
67,
right?
Looks like. That's okay. Yeah, that's okay.
I had the same thing. I was going to take the SS Minnow.
Yeah, that's what I. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to do my wild card just because I have to. Because I have to find a.
I had the Jupiter 2 for my spaceship, but that also was 60s.
Yep.
Was it
60s?
Yep.
Gosh, these are all shows I watched when I was a kid. Must just be reruns on the networks because I didn't have anything else to do.
Okay. Got our first wild card pick. I'm excited for this. I want to know what Kevin's thinking.
I did this wild card because it is a vehicle that's not covered by the other categories. It's a type of vehicle that's not covered. Mm-hmm. So we'll see how we like it.
Interesting.
It's I had never heard of this before. I found this the other day when I was searching. And
You're going to take mine. Let's see. You're going to take mine.
Let's see what happens.
And you just Googled it. I watched that show.
I watched this show religiously, entire series for a number of years, so my DVD collection kind of went away, but I absolutely love the story of Jesse Mock and Street. Love it, period. I love Street Hawk more than I liked Knight Rider. Street Hawk was my show. Yeah.
Wow, really?
100% Street Hawk was my number one wild card.
It was never even dropped. Really? Like, I love that so much. I probably would have jumped on that first just out of fear that somebody else would have taken it. Yeah. That show was so awesome. If you have, like any 80s show of the time, huge elements of it do not stand up, but it was so cool. If ever a show needs to be remade with today's technology, that's the show. Yeah. And then they can have.
Yeah. Well, sorry, Michael, that I cheated.
You didn't cheat.
I had never heard of it. I was like, this looks good. I would have watched this. Yeah, I would have watched it. You know, got some Rex Smith going on. Remember, he's my Daredevil from back in the
Pirates of Penzance.
Incredible Hulk. And
Pirates
of Penzance.
And actually had some gold records back in the 70s. He was all over the place, man.
Yeah. Yeah, he was a big deal.
All right.
Yeah, for sure.
You have you've got that.
Let's see here.
Chris is in with I love it. I love it. The Jeep from MASH. That's the troop carrier for Chris. That's pretty iconic when you got the stretchers right on it. Very well done. Very well done. In fact, that was kind of the helicopter for MASH. Was my backup for that, because you had that with that bubble type and the stretchers on the skids. That was going to be my backup. So
I thought about that, but the Jeep was just so iconic in the show, and that was a show my dad and I watched a lot when I was younger. So that's the sentimental pick for me. That's the here you go, Dad. If you decide to listen to this, throw me a vote because I picked the Jeep from the show we used to watch.
Absolutely. All right.
Oh,
I got my wild card.
All right.
Yep. Well, Kevin already took my first wild card off the board, so let's see if you take
another.
That's
not right. That's not right. That's what I wanted to pick, but that show. Well, no, that wasn't it. Dang it. I got to look at the year on this show.
Now there's only three things on the list that I didn't have at least somewhere on my list, like of my total options.
Hmm.
I think I'm going to get my choice on wild card. I have two that I want to have to pick between, and I'm just actually I got three. I got three. I want to pick between. I don't.
Oh man.
All right. I'm going to wait because one of you might take it. I don't want to get worked up over nothing. Let's wait.
This is the suspense that kills
starts
us.
Starts 2000.
Oh.
I was incorrect, so I will go with a different one.
That was pretty close.
Kind of vain. So it's still my wild card. As we were sitting here, I thought about it. I was like, my wife and I used to watch that. Wait,
all right.
Is that before we were married or after we were married? And I was wrong. It was just after. And I didn't think about it till now. This one I know because I looked this one up.
All right. And we are going to go with a great vehicle that I love, and that is the F-302 Fighter from Stargate. SG-1.
the first interstellar ship that they had.
Solid pick. I love that one. Nice. That was pretty good.
All right, Kevin, I'm done.
That's it, huh?
All right. Well, none of my wild cards are boats, and no matter what Kevin takes, that doesn't affect my
life.
Well,
I'm on boat. But I'm interested, so here we go.
I want to see what you got for your boat.
I found one. I thought this was too late, but no, this was in time. So I looked up and I checked. So here we go. Leewanika, my final choice is boat, coming at you right now.
It's final boat.
What is this, a boat?
It's a boat. I'm on a boat.
If you guys had picked my other boats, I was going to go with jet ski from Baywatch.
That would have been pretty good.
Nice.
So we have Thunder from Thunder in Paradise as the boat for Kevin. Yep.
Yes. Yeah, action-adventure show with Hulk Hogan driving around, fighting guys, the ex-Navy SEALs. Randolph Hurricane Spencer.
It was not that good of a show. I watched every episode of it.
I bet it wasn't. I actually had a really fun wild card. I was going to go, if nobody didn't pick it, I was going to go, and I'm sure Michael's not going to pick this for his wild card, so I'm going to say, you guys remember there was a brief show called Mantis that was on? It was a kind of like a superhero kind of show. The guy had like a body suit that he would move around. I was like, maybe that counts as a vehicle. I don't know, but Carl Lumbly was on it. Great actor.
Oh, my God. I have so many choices left that... Like, I don't think any of them is necessarily better than the other, but just like, how do I want to round out my list? Because some of these, I think I'm going to regret this. I truly, this is a pick from the heart, not from the head. So my wild card pick, and again, this could actually be something Leewanika doesn't allow. We'll find out.
All right. I will take it. Because that's just, is just wild enough to make this list. So we have Comet the Horse from the Adventures of Briscoe County Jr. Yes.
Yes. Amazing. Amazing. Yeah. That show was awesome.
Absolutely. I will take that all day and really at least twice on Saturday.
That show was awesome.
Sunday, you got to give the horse some rest, but that's a good call. I love it.
Oh, man.
All right. Well, that show was great. And I think this brings us to you, Chris, to take us home.
Awesome.
Oh, did I might have missed a...
Michael.
Nope.
All right. So
we're done. That's it. That's all of it.
Yeah.
That's
so all five, Michael, maybe. Take us with a recap real quick.
Yeah. So here's our final draft board. So starting with myself, under car, I have Kit from Knight Rider. For under van, SUV, or troop carrier, I have the Partridge Family Bus. Under boat, I have it's Sonny Crockett's Wellcraft Scarab 38 KV from Miami Vice. For aircraft, I have the Screaming Mimi, which is like a...
Sikorsky S-58T.
That is correct. For spacecraft, I have the USS Enterprise 1701D. And for my wild card, I have Comet the Horse from The Adventures of Briscoe County Jr. Chris, under car, has Magnum's car, which...
It is a 308 Ferrari 308.
Got it. We have the Jeep from MASH under his van, SUV, or troop carrier. His boat is SeaQuest. Again, I don't know specifically what type of vehicle that is.
I believe it's the DSV-9 or something like that, or Sequest DSV or something, Deep Sea Vehicle 9 or something like to that effect.
For aircraft, he has Wonder Woman's Invisible Jet.
That is correct.
For spacecraft, he has the TARDIS. And for wild card, he has a fighter from Stargate SG-1. Did you say the F-302?
Yep.
Okay. All right. And then Kevin, for his car, he has the General Lee. For van, SUV, or troop carrier, he has the van from the A-Team, which is a Ventura, GMC Ventura. Mm-hmm. For his boat, he has Thunder from the Thunder in Paradise TV show, which I never even heard of, didn't know it existed. For aircraft, he has Airwolf, which was absolutely, it's a Bell 222 helicopter with some fake cosmetic adjustments. Yeah.
mods. Yep. Yeah.
For his spacecraft, he has the Battlestar Galactica from the original Battlestar Galactica TV show. And his wild card, he poached my pick, the Street Hawk, which is a 1983 Honda XL500 trail bike.
Ooh. Yeah. All right.
So It's closer than I thought. I actually thought I was going to smoke both of you, but I think you did your research because you took a lot of the things that I thought I had locked in off the board.
Yeah, these are great lists. Great lists.
I think these are more evenly spaced than I would have thought going into this.
As I figured, the early rounds were going to be fairly easy. People were going to grab those iconic, this is the thing. Like, everybody's seen it. It makes all the lists. But as we got into it, because there's there's at least one or two of those in every category, mm-hmm. you had to kind of, what's that next level? What's that other thing? So, you know, some things I was thinking, like, somebody might grab the Starsky and Hutch car.
It was on my short list.
I think that was a pretty iconic one. I loved Crockett and Tubbs' Ferrari, the white Ferrari Testarossa. That was an amazing vehicle. I can never remember the name of it. There's the vehicle from Hartcastle and McCormick.
I have that. That's the Coyote. That was on my wild card picks.
Yeah.
It was actually based on the third season was based on a DeLorean DMC-12.
Yep.
But it was basically a fake car. It doesn't exist. They built that for the show.
Yeah. It was
It had a Porsche engine on a custom built chassis.
Yep.
Wow.
Yeah. There's just some amazing things, but there's also some really, like, out of nowhere, really cool choices that I would never have even thought of that just blow me away. And wow, this is going to be a tough one for the folks listening to this to kind of figure out, because these are all good lists. I would gladly hop behind the wheel of any of these vehicles, except for the Screaming Mimi. That really feels way too much like a Chinook for me. It's an inspired choice, but it's tough.
So for anyone listening, so the way this works now is it's now in your hands. So we are going to release this episode out on all of our feeds. So you might hear it on the RPG Academy. You might hear it over Wanderer's Haven. You might hear it on Tabletop Journeys. Chris, do you guys even have an audio-only platform anymore?
Yes, but I don't know how to put things on it. So.
So you might be hearing that over in Redemption, but you get the vote. So we will post polls on Twitter. We will post them on Facebook. We will post them wherever we can. You vote for who you think put together the best list, and that person will be draft master for our next draft. We have a few options for what we are going to draft then. We would love to hear your suggestions if you find these episodes as fun as we do, hopefully, because we're going to keep doing them because we like them. But we would love to get some feedback from you on what you think we should draft. So I'll start with Chris. Chris, any final words? Any pleas for people to vote for you? Where can they find you? All that good stuff.
Find me on Discord, mostly on the RPG Academy Discord, also on Rook and Rasp. And you can find me, like I said, here every other Wednesday. The day before, you can find me on Smuggler's Blues. And then Thursdays, right after this, you can find me doing Dragonlance until we're done with that campaign. I'm thinking 3 or 4 more episodes. I definitely found this more difficult once we took cartoons out because I didn't think about that. So I had a whole bunch of cartoon stuff until we said no cartoons. No. So that's why I was like,
that's a whole nother draft.
I actually had it separated. And because we came up with these lists a couple months ago, I had lost track of the fact that I included that. So, you know, but yeah, really good stuff.
All right. Yeah.
All right, Kevin, what about you, sir?
Yeah, hi, I'm Kevin, and this was a lot of fun, as always. You could find me online in all the different socials. I'm on Discord as well. I'm on all the different places at KevRan Games. Like I said earlier, I'm a co-producer over at Wanderer's Haven. I run stuff. I play stuff. We have a bunch of different kinds of cool one-shots and mini-campaigns going on, including we play Star Trek Adventures, we do D&D, we do all kinds of different stuff. We have Blades in the Dark coming up soon. Come check that all out. I'm also on La Notte Eterna, which is also on Twitch. We're dark right now. Pun intended, because it's the World of Eternal Night. But you can see all of our previous season, all of the episodes are there. Lots of cool stuff. And this was a blast. But you'll see me around again.
Excellent. All right, Lee Wanika.
Yeah, so one more time, I'm Lee Winika of Tabletop Journeys, one of the three co-hosts over there, where we do a lot of discussions and interviews and actual plays of lots of different games. Our goal is to really highlight and showcase independent game creators, independent games, new games, or even if it's modules for existing game systems. If you're an indie content creator and you want to showcase your work and get it in front of an audience, hashtag call your boys TTJ. What we really love is to have people come on there. We like to run games. We like to invite other hosts from other podcasts to join us so we can run those games. We also do a Star Trek Adventures actual play on Tuesdays called Star Trek Preservations. Amazing, fun game. I love running it. It's co-run between myself and my co-host Josh. We both run that game. A brilliant cast. They just knock it out of the park. And I'd love to have everybody and anybody who loves Star Trek kind of give us a listen and see how we throw down on Space Station Asselin and with the USS Thelamis Christian.
All right, fantastic. Well, once again, thank you for being our draft master for this episode. Since you didn't play, you cannot win, which means you will not be draft master next time. You'll be back in the player seat. As for myself, again, Michael, everything I do can be found at the RPG Academy. We do this show. Usually it's a different format than this, but we do Tension Live every other week. Next, in 2 weeks, we are going to have another guest on. This should be a fun time, so hopefully you'll join us then. If you like any of our show and tells, you can thank Mo for that. But if you have suggestions for projects or creators that you think Mo should get in touch with, you can email us at therpgacademy@gmail.com. And then find me on TikTok. I actually decided to join the TikTok revolution. I've been over there posting daily videos, tips and tricks. Very small following still, but I'm having fun. So I want to keep doing it because that's kind of the rules that I live by. And I will just say again, as we sign off tonight, remember, folks, if you're having fun,
you're doing it right.
Thanks, and we will see you next time. Bye-bye, everybody.
Good night, all.
Thank you for joining us. This has been Tabletop Journeys. We would love to hear your feedback on our show today. Join us at www.ttjourneys.com, where you can subscribe to the blog to leave comments and see all the content that we publish beyond the podcast.
You can also stay in touch by subscribing to our Twitter, Tumblr, or Instagram at @ttjourneys, joining our Facebook group, Tabletop Journeys, or by sending an email directly to podcast@ttjourneys.com. Our full episodes come out every week on Friday, and every Tuesday features actual play and gameplay showcase episodes. Looking for early access? You can support the show and get episodes before everyone else at www.patreon.com/TTJourneys. Check it out today and see all the awesome benefits we bring to our supporters.
Lastly, if you're listening to us on Stitcher, iTunes, Podchaser, Spotify, or Audible, we would really appreciate it if you would like and subscribe to the podcast on that platform. Thank you for listening and for being a part of our growing community. And we bid you fair tides, friends, for legends await.